95.5 KLOS of the California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You see this right here? It's an M80. I'm going to set it off pretty soon because it's Friday! It's Friday! Things might explode. People might die.
Listen.
But, you know,
it doesn't
whatever.
Matter that there are people above us and below us.
No, who cares? They're
right?
Going to hear a whoop pretty soon. That's going to be awesome.
The other place, I blew up a Pikachu.
That's right, you did. Yeah. You really upset Christine, as I recall.
It was very upsetting to a lot of people.
So nice. Oh, really?
Yeah. Everybody was upset.
Yay!
Except for me.
And I wouldn't have been upset. There you go.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Alrighty.
We have Knott's Merry Farm tickets for you.
That's right. We got a family of 4-pack tickets to enjoy the holidays at Knott's Merry Farm now through January 7th. We'll give you a chance to win those sometime soon.
We're going to talk about Christmas songs that you love and hate.
Let's go with the hate ones.
Because
I gotta listen
Rolling
to those.
Stone put out a top 10 list.
Oh, really?
Of the worst Christmas songs. I'm sorry, top 25 of the worst Christmas songs.
Yeah, I hope Feliz Navidad is number one.
It's not.
It is not. Do they know it's Christmas?
I was going to do this as One American Dollar, but yeah. I don't think you would guess them.
Really?
Because I didn't know most of them.
Oh, you didn't even know them?
No.
Oh, I mean, there's so many obvious choices.
Yeah, there are.
There's, I think there's seriously 6 okay Christmas songs. You know, modern, whatever.
Right.
Pogues. There's that one you like. What is the one you like? I don't remember. There's the Blink-182 one.
Yes,
that's pretty
I like
funny.
That one.
Won't Be Home for Christmas.
I Won't Be Home for
the
Christmas.
The U2 Christmas song's okay.
Sure.
You know, whatever. But
we'll
you
talk
love
about
Christmas
that
time.
In
you
the 4 o'clock hour. I don't...
Wonderful Christmas Time. You love that one, Paul McCartney.
I don't love...
Any of them.
Don't so much.
All right, so that's at 4?
Yes.
Okay.
No, that's at 4 o'clock, yeah.
Okay.
We're going to go through the list at just before 4 o'clock.
Though. Right.
So the worst songs, right. The worst Christmas songs. And we also have tickets for you to see Motley Crue on New Year's Eve.
Tickets on sale as we speak now for Crew Year's Eve. That is at the Acrisure Arena in Greater Palm Springs. It's happening on New Year's Eve, and we will have tickets for you for that.
And how good you look can be, your butt can be,
wow, this is taking a weird turn.
How good your butt looks can be shown by science.
Oh, science
yes.
Can rate your butt.
Yes.
Which, rate your butt.
So we'll talk with a T.
Yes.
We'll talk about that coming up on 95.5 KLOS.
People are dumb.
Yeah.
When you're a dumb dumb. Kevin and Sluggo.
What? Woman who threw food at Chipotle worker sentenced to fast food job.
That is the kind of punishment that needs
Agreed.
To be handed out.
I love it.
Out wow.
Of Parma, Ohio. An Ohio woman who was caught on camera throwing her Chipotle order at a worker was sentenced to jail today.
Good.
So the judge found Rosemary Hain, 39 years old, guilty of assault for the outburst.
And to be an annoying cow to boot.
The judge said, you didn't get your burrito bowl the way you like it, and this is how you respond?
Oh, I love that judge. That's
this
a good judge.
Not Real Housewives of Parma?
Did he really say
yes.
that?
Yes.
Wow.
This behavior is not acceptable.
Hear, hear.
She apologized to the worker for hurling the food. And then pointed out that her food was disgusting
but
looking.
It was really disgusting
yes.
looking. I'm kind of sorry.
She's going down the row watching them put it together and then it's disgusting looking?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
If I showed you how my food looked and how my food looked a week later from that same restaurant, it's disgusting looking. And then the judge said, I bet you won't be happy with the food you're going to get in jail. It's my favorite new judge.
Yeah, that's a good judge,
you
man.
Know the, you know the judge's last name? Gilligan? Judge Gilligan?
Well, that's why. He's like pissed off. He's sick of it.
Sentenced Hain to 6 months in jail and suspended half the sentence. He said he would give her 60 days of jail time served if she agreed to work at least 20 hours a week at a fast food restaurant for 2 months.
But, like, the fast food restaurant doesn't want her around.
Right?
I'm sure she's a dingbat moron jerk.
Right? Why take it out on the fast food place?
Right, and the people like you, now you're going through line and she's the one serving you.
Oh, that's so great, though.
But,
isn't it? Fantastic.
I think everyone who yells at, like, someone behind a gate at an airport should have to work that gate.
Yep.
Should have to drag out the luggage and deal with the screaming
babies.
Or treats
a waiter or waitress poorly.
Has to wash
to do
the dishes.
Job.
Or, yeah, exactly. I'm just thinking they can't do that job because they're too dumb, generally.
Nah, that's possible.
But, yeah, that's cool.
Possible.
I love it.
Judge Gilligan is our new favorite.
Yeah, let's send him to Knott's Merry Farm to award him. A noisy microphone over there.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Haunted Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
What's happening, man?
What the perfect male and female buttocks look like, according to science.
According to science, yes. What the best butts look like. Okay. Yes. All right.
I didn't know it was a scientific thing.
I didn't either.
But apparently, it's all about the waist to hip ratio.
Waist to hip ratio. Good to know.
The finding from two studies published in the academic journal show that size is not the most important factor when it comes to an aesthetically pleasing butt.
I tell that to Sir Mix-a-Lot. He likes big butts. He's not able to lie about it.
Despite the, quote, Kardashian effect on beauty standards. It's your waist measurement to your hip.
Nah, you know what? This is just a bunch of horny scientists sitting around going, what kind of butt do you like? Well, I found it. This is the best kind.
Well, let's talk to him and find out.
What?
On the Heineken 00 hotline, we have Dr. Heinz Recker.
Heinz Recker, hello?
Hello, how are you today? Good target.
We're very good. Thank you. Were you part of this study?
Yeah, this is my study. I spend my entire life looking at the buttocks.
How do you get a job like that? I love that.
Years and years of study, and I work primarily with the plastic surgeons because these are the men who are augmenting the buttocks. This study has been done from the American Surgical Society, or ASS as they call it.
As it turns out.
And you're their lead scientist, or who they turn to?
I have my head stuck up my work 24 hours a day.
In one study that you did, experts recruited 1,100 men and women and asked them to look at pictures of 8 different sets of female buttocks.
Yes, this is how the science works. We show them pictures of all the butts, right. And then they have to give us responses, which ones they like most. And we have proven scientifically that the days of the Kardashian butt or big buttocks is now over.
Yeah! Woo!
National nightmare is over now.
Fantastic. So what sort
even,
of...
Even celebrities like, look, the Black China, okay, or the Cardi B, they are lessening the size of the buttocks because the trend is now changing.
Is that right? What direction? Yeah. Is it small butts now?
Smaller is more attractive, proven scientifically. The ratio of 0.65 is now the ideal butt.
Is that enough to grab onto, though? I mean, is that enough?
Oh, you grab it, you bite it, you slap it around, you have a good time.
Sounds good to me.
0.65, are we supposed to measure ourselves, or how do we do that?
Yeah, this is what you do is you measure from the waist to the bottom of the buttocks, and then the buttocks itself should be approximately 35% larger than whatever that number is. That's the ratio.
I see.
That's a lot of work. So were you actually taking, like, rulers and going up to people's butts and measuring them, too?
I use my hands, mostly.
I need to get into this job, man.
So you are just a horny professor. Like,
nine horny. I am just I am hands-on with my work. And, you know, listen, fellas, when a girl walks in with an itty-bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get splurry. Nothing you can do about it.
I've heard that.
It's science.
Thank you, sir.
Good time.
This, Kevin,
is what?
Metallica. Carol of the Bells. This is Metallica.
Why?
Doing Carol of the Bells. I didn't even know this existed.
How did you find out that it existed?
I just, like, did Metallica do a Christmas song? Because I know we were going to talk about Christmas songs. I mean, everybody. It's kind of required by law, isn't it?
Everybody
that every band, every recording artist
this
has to do... Apparently it's Metallica. I suppose some people know all about it, but I tend to avoid Christmas songs like the plague, so I didn't know. That doesn't sound
especially
bad.
I mean, come on. I mean, do we need another version of this?
Ding, fries are done. Ding, fries are done.
No, that's the all-time great.
It really is.
According to Rolling Stone, every artist who ever sells more than 2 records eventually tries a Christmas tune.
It's a fact. I remember going into Tower Records a million years ago and seeing that Billy Squire had done a Christmas song. It wasn't too bad, actually. And then AC/DC, you know, Mistress for Christmas. And I'm like, what is going on?
The amount of great music is Christmas music out there is staggering. But along with all that Yuletide goodness comes plenty of Yuletide dreck.
Dreck. That's a good word. That's a Mad Magazine word.
Our list of the worst Christmas songs includes psychotic butcherings of beloved classics. Like, no comment on the summer plan. Horrific attempts at new standards.
Hold on, Lars is on the phone. He'd like to talk to you about your comments.
And hideous novelty tunes.
Hideous novelty tunes. Oh, my God. Rudolph got run over by a... Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Whoever got run
over. I had to play that on the radio when it was new, and I'm like, I can't.
I didn't know about a lot of these, but they do sound terrible. And then I do have... This is the list from Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone, okay.
I was going to make it a one American dollar, but there's no way you'd get them. So they say, at the Christmas party in hell, this is what's on shuffle.
Okay.
Number 20.
Steve. Wait, hold on it. Rewind that. That's very funny. Yeah. The Christmas party in hell.
At the Christmas party in hell, this is what's on
That's
shuffle.
That's very funny.
Number 20, Stevie Wonder, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Me.
Ew. Yowza.
I don't love that either.
His Sometime at Christmas song is great.
Number 19, New Kids on the Block, Funky, Funky Christmas.
Oh, what? No.
Number 18, Pentatonix, Who I Need Nothing From. Mm-hmm. That's Christmas to me. Number 17, Justin Bieber, Mistletoe.
Ah, happily to say, I've never heard that in my life.
Same. Number 16, 21 Pilots, Christmas Saves the Year.
People love 21 Pilots.
I know. Number 15, this according to Rolling Stone, the Jackson 5, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus.
Oh, my God, it's the worst song
I hate
ever.
That song as well.
I don't care who's doing it.
Yeah.
It's awful.
That's a terrible song.
It's terrible.
Bon Jovi has one I didn't know called Backdoor Santa.
Oh, yeah. We play that occasionally.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's number 14.
Okay. Hey, Rolling Stone,
number
how dare you?
13, new song, The Christmas Shoes.
I don't know what that is.
I don't either.
Oh, The Christmas Shoes. I know that song. Wait, who's it by?
New song?
No idea what that is.
I don't know. Okay. It looks like one word. Josh Groban featuring Faith Hill, The First Noel, is number 12. I'm going to say that's another one we don't need more copies of.
This would be a torture list.
Number 11, Weezer, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
You know, they did a whole bunch of Christmas songs.
I'm going to say we don't need another a version of that
no,
song.
No, that's true. But some of them were good, Weezer. And
sure.
They did a pretty good job on some of them.
NSYNC, I Never Knew the Meaning of Christmas, number 10.
Number 10, making the top 10 now. I'm Casey Kasem in Hollywood.
Number 9, Leanne Rimes, Carol of the Bells. Number 8, The Killers, Don't Shoot Me, Santa.
They did a bunch, too.
Yep.
Come on, Brandon, what are you doing?
Number 7, Lou Monty, Dominic the Donkey.
Who? What? Now, wait, that sounds kind of good.
That sounds like a parody of some
kind.
A
nasty song.
Number 6, The Pussycat Dolls, Santa Baby.
Well, you know, you almost can't go wrong with Pussycat Dolls. I mean, really, I would give that one a champ.
No, you would.
I like that one.
Number 5, your all-time favorite, Elmo and Patsy.
Ah!
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Ah!
Number 4, Seth MacFarlane and Sarah Bareilles, Baby, It's Cold Outside. Don't need
That's a very inappropriate song when you get
it. Yes. Number 3, Band-Aid, Do They Know It's Christmas?
Yay! That's the worst! I don't like that one. I know, it was like a big deal. I'm glad it helped people, but make that song go
but
away.
But you don't want to hear it anymore?
No, I never wanted to hear it, even when it was brand new.
Number 2, Maroon 5, Happy Christmas, War Is Over.
How dare they cover John Lennon? Who do they think they are?
And the number 1 worst Christmas song of all time, according to Rolling Stone, is Jessica Simpson featuring Ashley Simpson doing The Little Drummer Boy.
No!
Which I pulled a little so we could hear it.
Why are you so mean?
It's the worst song ever.
You are the ultimate Grinch. Kevin is the ultimate Grinch.
The Little Drummer Boy.
Making us listen to this.
Let's listen and enjoy.
Okay.
Come, they told me
Oh, my God. That is really
Sex
awful.
It up.
Wow.
Born king to see
No, make it stop.
It's Ashley.
Stop
Come
it.
On now.
Oh, look, you know, we have a guy who does everything for us but gets paid absolutely nothing. Scott,
yes.
He said that wasn't Metallica we were just listening to.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, he says it's mislabeled. And it's actually Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
That
makes more sense.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, you knew it was Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
I sort of
You love
did.
Them.
You're missing this one.
Yeah,
song
I know.
Ever.
I'm really trying to do that.
Are they trying to, like, be sexy?
Yeah, it's hot, man.
Oh, there it is. All right.
I never understood the whole they go out to the manger or whatever with a drum. I'm like, what is...
Little Drummer Boy can...
Yeah, yes, sir. You got it. You nailed it. Hey, we We should have everybody tell us what their least favorites are.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hey, what's happening?
We were talking about Rolling Stone's list of the worst Christmas songs.
Yeah, I think they got that right. I think they nailed that pretty good. Yeah, that was 20 of them, and you were right on.
So we're going to ask you for your favorite. You only get one. And least favorite, you only get one Christmas song.
Oh, good idea. 818-955-KLOS. Just one per customer, please, now, on each.
Obviously, when you say this is my favorite Christmas song, you're eliminating a lot of other good songs.
It's kind of easy for me to do with Christmas music. You don't really like Christmas music at all, especially the older stuff, right?
It's the older, repetitive stuff that drives me crazy. Like my favorite, I would have to say right now, is Baby Please Come Home by U2.
That's a great. That's probably my favorite Christmas song. Yeah.
My least favorite is any version of the 12 Days of Christmas.
Oh, yeah, that is torture.
That song, torture is the right word.
Except for Bob and Doug McKenzie, maybe?
Nope.
Even that one, huh?
Hate it.
Geddy Lee's just out on his back.
Hate it. Hate everything about it.
Well, it's kind of funny because, you know, I just never really heard Christmas music as a kid, but my wife really likes the standards, the old stuff, and I do like old stuff, so she's kind of gotten me into it, so I don't mind the old stuff.
The problem with the old stuff is it's been around since the old times.
Since the dawn of time.
So you've heard it a few times,
but I don't mind hearing it now. If you're Bean, you hear it all year long.
There's no way I could do that.
He listens all year long. Right?
I can't do Christmas until the day after Thanksgiving.
He listens to Chipmunk Christmas song as the first thing he hears every morning.
Yeah.
It's the weirdest thing ever. I mean, I love it.
I believe him, but it's hard to believe.
So your favorite is U2. I'd have to say the Pogues for me. Fairy Tale of New York, and it's very sad news about Shane, who just passed away. But
way to bring us down.
I know, right? But when Guardians of the Galaxy, the holiday special, started, and the very first song they played, no one used to play that song. You wouldn't get it anywhere.
Right.
And all of a sudden, the Pogues is on. I'm like, oh my, this is it. This is my favorite Christmas thing ever.
And your least favorite?
My least favorite has got to be, we're just talking about, and I probably wouldn't have remembered if you hadn't gone through that list, that Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. It was new when I was pretty new to radio, and it was the first time a new Christmas song had come along, and everyone was requesting it.
And it was sort of interesting for a while, I guess.
It was funny the first three times.
Yeah, maybe.
And it was just a monster hit. It wouldn't go away, so I think that's my least favorite.
All right, so that's what we're going to take, your favorite and your least favorite.
One of each, please.
Christmas song. 818-955-KLOS.
And speaking Guardians of the Galaxy. Shut up. That's a technical term.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
We're talking on the radio.
Sluggo in the afternoon.
I see. Hi, everybody. You know, I have come over the years to realize that working with new music and radio, if I take it home and listen to it a lot, I love it. Like, it's one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. And that one I've been listening to so much. Royal Blood is who that is. Pull Me Through. I can't get enough of
that. That is a great song.
It's really good stuff.
We are talking about, you only get one each, your favorite Christmas song and your least favorite Christmas song. What do you got?
Oh, yeah, my favorite song has got to be Carol of the Bells by the newest rock version by the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. I mean, I love that song. Ever since I first heard it, I was like, what is this song? I need to have it in my Christmas playlist.
The one that was pretending to be by Metallica on YouTube a minute ago.
Yeah, pretty much.
Who the hell did that?
You knew it wasn't.
Thanks to Scott.
All right. Your least favorite?
Ooh, I work retail, so it's got to be All I Want for Christmas Is You. I hate it. I bloody hate it. I hate it so much.
Thanks for calling. You know, I have to say, though, I do like, what is that damn movie it came from? Love Actually. I like that movie.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Especially the porn star stand-ins. They are hilarious, man. Hello, KLOS.
Yeah, okay. The favorite probably is John Lennon, So This Is Christmas.
Good one.
And horrible one, I got to go with probably with your reindeer, Grandma Run Over by Reindeer. It sucks.
Here, here. Couldn't agree more. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Hello, KLOS.
Least favorite Christmas song is all of them, and favorite song is none of them.
A true Grinch.
Yep.
You seriously hate all Christmas music.
Yeah, it's terrible. Yeah, and it starts in like July now, and
it does start in July now. That's true.
Yeah. Right on, man. Thanks for calling. We feel your pain.
KLOS. Hello.
All right. My favorite Christmas song is Feliz Navidad.
No! Hang up on yourself immediately. Can you torture this gentleman?
Hell no.
Sluggo.
That's got a that has got such a great musical beat to it. Every time I hear it, I'm just happy.
I don't know exactly why, but Sluggo, that's like he's allergic to that song.
To cheerfulness. It's true cheerfulness. He's truly happy. You can tell he was happy recording it, and it makes me crazy. I don't know why. It really bugs me. He's so cheerful about it, and I can't stand it. Have you been on Earth?
People are too happy.
But that's all right. That's cool. Everybody's got their flaws. What about the song you hate?
Blue Christmas by Elvis.
Yeah, that is pretty bad.
Yeah, that's a bad one,
too. I'm
with you
on that one. Right on, man. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Your least and best favorite Christmas song.
Queen, actually. Thank God it's Christmas. I do like that Christmas song. Some of the classic rock Christmas songs are okay, and that one I like quite a bit, actually. So.
Okay. We're talking about your favorite and your least favorite Christmas songs. What do you got?
I got to go with my favorite. It's got to be The Kinks, Father Christmas.
Oh, yeah. That's my second favorite.
I play it loud every Christmas morning, and it pisses everyone.
Well, that's part of it, is that everyone doesn't love it, so it doesn't get driven into
the
ground.
No, that's true, yeah.
Not at all. It's great. And then my least favorite, anything by Mariah Carey.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
I'd rather have hemorrhoids.
I don't think I could go that far, but you do you.
Right on, dude. Thank you for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I just want to say, in the spirit of Christmas, mm-hmm. I love you guys so much.
Thank you.
I
appreciate that.
Do you have a favorite Christmas song?
I do. My favorite would be Do They Know It's Christmas?
Oh, really?
Okay, that's wrong. I like second?
I like rethink that.
The worst, the absolute worst is I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
I don't even know that.
Oh, you know it.
Oh, do God. I?
Yeah,
really?
You know it. Yeah, it's old.
The worst.
You know it.
My coworker plays it at her desk like every day, and I want to strangle her.
Go ahead. It's Christmas.
I don't think any judge would convict you.
Especially if you got Judge Gilligan. He'd be totally on your side.
Oh, God, it's so bad. You're going to have to listen to it now.
No.
Nope.
No.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
The best is the Cheech and Chong Santa Claus song.
Great one. Love it.
Absolutely. Okay.
Oh, yeah. And the worst, I have to agree, is Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
I mean, it's not even funny.
I'm so happy to hear that.
It's not funny.
Yeah, agreed.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
I don't have a favorite Christmas song. I work at the mall.
So they've all been ruined.
Yes. Yeah. And they seem to play the Mariah Carey one a lot.
They do. That is true.
I'm over it. I'm truly over it. I tend to tune it out, though. I
wonder what people could do. Like, you know, you're working there, and they want to have the Christmas music on, but for the workers, it's just torture.
Yeah.
What can they do to change that, I wonder? Is there any way? I don't think there's any way around that.
I don't know.
Yeah, but it needs to be done, because you're standing there listening to that crap all day, every day.
Yeah, but you learn to tune it out after working there for so long. And until the Mariah Carey song comes on, and you're like, what the hell?
Halloween surfboard.
Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
It's got to be the best one. Merry Christmas, everybody, by Slade.
Wow, there you go. It is a good one. Slade's awesome.
Least favorite?
Least favorite? Gwen and Blake, man. You make it feel like Barkbus.
I don't think I've heard that song, but I can co-sign you.
Yeah,
thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hey, Christmas song.
Yes, favorite.
Love Cheech and Chong, Santa and his little lady, the one I hate the worst, Christmas Cookies.
Well, I don't know that
Christmas
one.
Cookies, oh, I don't know.
Who's that by?
Several.
Really?
All right, so we're not going to look it up because it's his least favorite. So
yeah, we're going to play it next for you, sir. It's coming up next.
Awesome. You guys rock.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. All right, let's talk good and bad
Christmas songs.
Naughty list, good list.
818-955-KLOS. Your favorite and least favorite Christmas songs.
My favorite are, one's not really a song, but it's Cheech and Chong, Santa Claus.
Right.
The other one is the 12 Days of Christmas from the Hallelujah Tabernacle Choir.
What did you just say? That's the strangest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Sorry, that's incorrect.
Google it. You guys will love it.
Nope.
Is it not serious? I mean, since you like Cheech and Chong.
No, it's not serious.
Oh, okay.
The first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a tab of Yellow Sunshine LSD. The second day.
We don't need any more days.
I can't stand that song, even if it's funny.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
And then the second day. And then the third day.
Hold on, the fifth day.
I can't remember.
The 97th damn day.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, Kevin and Sluggo, you guys rock.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Favorite and least favorite Christmas song?
Favorite is Little Drummer Boy.
By Jimi Hendrix?
By who?
Yes.
Jimmy. Okay, Jimmy well, Hendrix. You know. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
And least favorite?
Least favorite is What I Want for Christmas by anybody.
Perfect, man. Thank you. Thanks, dude. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, party. Christmas time is here.
Not getting me in the spirit.
No, I'm trying, man. I'm sorry. I'm not a good fan.
Yeah, no worries.
I'm not either. You got a favorite and a least favorite?
A favorite that I do like that many people might not know, but it's a Chuck Berry cover. It's actually Joe Perry has an EP Christmas album.
No kidding.
And he does a cover of Run, Run, Rudolph. And I really love that song. Great video, music video on YouTube. And my least, I don't know, I used to love Paul McCartney. Simply
having a wonderful Christmas time. I actually kind of still
like it. The more I listen to it, I go, I hate this song.
That does happen with Christmas music for some reason. I know I've sat there sometimes with twinkling lights everywhere, and I'm like, I can't stand this song anymore.
I hear that. Hello, KLOS.
Yeah, talking about Christmas songs?
Yeah, good and bad.
Yeah. My favorite one is I Believe in Father Christmas by Greg Lake. Remember that one?
Yeah. We play that occasionally here. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's gooder. And?
Least one is anything by Mariah Carey, holiday stuff.
So Mariah Carey absolutely loses.
Just across the board.
She had the most negative votes.
I agree with that.
Yeah, right on, man. Thank you for calling. And I guess Cheech and Chong win. I think everybody, for the most part, I heard more Cheech and Chong than anyone.
Sure.
So happy to hit play on this. If you haven't seen it, the Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special is well worth a watch, especially since it starts that one from the Pogues, R.I.P. Shane. So many people talking about Fairy Tale in New York. Had to throw it on. Very, very cool.
Yep.
Now, I haven't got my brownies from Mrs. Claus this year, but I would like to thank Carol for my Christmas banana loaf. I mean, let me tell you. She baked that at home? Yeah, man, okay. And it took care of business. I am set for the holiday season, man. Thank you, Carol.
Party! And this is Kevin and Sluggo on 95.5 KLOS.
Kevin, are you ready to party?
It is our All Request Fest.
Let's play a bunch of party music and have you suggest some as well.
You could call 818-955-KLOS.
Dial carefully.
That was tough. Don in Hollywood wanted to hear More Human Than Human.
Oh, Don, we love you. Hell yeah. Thin Lizzy in the All Request Fest, 818-955-KLOS. Basically two in a row for Don in Hollywood who wanted to hear More Human Than Human, White Zombie first, and then that one from Thin Lizzy Hollywood.
KLOS, hello.
Yes, hello. How about some Territorial f***ing by Nirvana?
That is what an all-time favorite Nirvana song. I love it.
Mine as well.
It is our old request fest. What do you have something you want to hear?
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you?
We're good. Thank you. It's our old request fest.
What musical number would you like to hear on this fine evening?
Can you play a long, cool black by the Hollies?
I believe you said the Hollies, Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress.
Yes, correct.
It seemed a little confused there at some point. I'll have what you're having. Yes. I'll have your brownies.
I know you don't want those.
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay.
They're called greenies.
Hell, bring it.
Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up?
Yo!
We're doing our old request fest. Can we play something for you?
Yeah, how about some Leonard Skinner?
Which one?
Breeze.
What?
The Breeze.
All right, who are you?
Raul from Whittier.
We will try and do that for you, man. We'll call you the Breeze.
All right, dude. Later, dude.
Title track from their 1969 album, I Love It, in 2023. They have kicked out the new album that's just so kick-ass.
Yeah, it's really
so good, the new stuff. It is the KLOS All Request Fest, and we got another hour to go in a matter of moments.
It is the All Request Fest. You got something you want to hear?
Yeah. Hey, are we doing any requests or just Christmas?
No, anything. What do
all
you want to
requests.
Hear?
All requests.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear, like, Mistress for Christmas by AC/DC.
Oh, I kind of like that one. I kind of like that one a lot.
That's a good one, too.
Right on.
Could we dedicate it to Jim?
Hold on. Can we dedicate it to Jim? Stu, can we dedicate it to Jim?
Jim who?
That's none of your business, buddy.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Yes, I gotta know. Yes or no?
Jim Morrison, okay, yeah, all right, fine.
Jim, your mother.
Fine. Jim and his mother.
Okay. All right, we can do it.
Hello, you have reached the KLOS All Request Fest.
Yay. Hey, it's Christy from Hollywood.
Hey, Christy, what can we do for
Hollywood.
You?
Hollywood.
I wanted to play this a song my dad used to play for me when I was little all the time. I totally love it. It's by ELO. It's called Hold On Tight to Your Dreams. If you guys would play that for me, I would absolutely love it.
That song is awesome. I'd be more than happy to play it for you. Absolutely.
Thank you. You guys rock. And I hope you guys have a happy Friday and happy holiday season. And I love listening to you guys.
You're the best.
You. Right back at you.
I'm sorry, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks.
Okay, bye.
A damn fine request out of Hollywood.
Love that.
Hip hop hooray Hollywood. I miss living there.
Hello, KLOS. It's the All Request Fest. You have something you want to hear?
Yeah, how about some Great White? Rock me.
I do believe that is doable. Who art thou?
This is Mark.
Mark, telephone us thou from where?
Where are you calling from?
From Glendora.
Okay, thanks.
From whence doth thou telephone for this selection from Great White?
I don't know. Glendora.
Kevin, you might find this hard to believe, but basically that's kind of my theme song right there.
Yeah, that's not hard to believe. It is time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Science has determined that the most attractive butt is about two-thirds larger than your waist.
And we talked to someone who was on the team of figuring that out, and it turns out he's just a pervert.
Yeah, he just uses his hands a lot. And next week, we have more tickets to Knott's Berry Farm and Motley Crue for New Year's Eve.
And it's the weekend. We're so close to the whole long, super crazy weekend. I can't wait, but it's a proper weekend. I'm very excited about that. All right, so I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you Monday. Peace out.
Ladies and gentlemen. The weekend.
We have a family four-pack. We're not going to give them to him, but we are going to give them to you.
Sorry, Gillian.
Tickets to enjoy the holidays at Knott's Berry Farm now through January 7th. They've completely transformed it into a classic winter wonderland.
That's a fact.
If you'd like to go, four tickets, be caller 25, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Hello?
Hey. Who's this? Hey!
Wait, me? Hey.
Yeah, you! Who are you?
Wait, I won?
Yeah!
No way!
It's true.
Don't make us rethink it.
No. I'll take it.
What's your name?
Garrett.
Garrett.
You are caller 25, Garrett.
You got a family four-pack.
Oh, that's so cool.
Tickets to enjoy the holidays at Knott's Berry Farm.
This is totally rad, guys. I love your show. I listen to you like every day, man. Oh. You guys made my day, man.
That's nice. You really just didn't think that you would be able to be caller 25, right?
No, you know what? I call you guys all the time, and I never get through. But this is like the first time I ever won anything.
Yeah, we have you blocked.
I know. That's what I was thinking, right? Man, this is awesome.
Hey, it's Christmas. So...
It is. So we have a family four-pack of tickets to enjoy the holidays at Knott's Berry Farm now through January 7th. They have completely transformed it into a classic winter wonderland. If you'd like to go with three other people, 818-955-KLOS. We'll take caller 25. Good luck.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. You got a four-pack of tickets to enjoy the holidays at Knott's Berry Farm now through January 7th.
Hey, I love it. Thank you, guys. You guys rock.
First, we have some tickets for you. We have a little present for you.
We do. We have two tickets to rock in the new year with Motley Crue at the Acrisure Arena in Greater Palm Springs on December 31st. With Crew Year's Eve. We'll take caller 25 right now. 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
And those tickets are on sale right this second if you want to buy yourself some tickets at Ticketmaster.
Dearest Kevin.
Yes,
Sluggo.
Do you know what Ash at 317 Studio in Moore Park does?
No.
They are all about party props there at 37 Studio.
So they do party props.
Yes, in Moore Park.
That's
but
I was going to say.
Yeah. Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess I don't need to tell you, probably because you already know that Ash always has KLOS on there.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Right? I mean, come on, Ash, you rule!
With vocal assistance from Yaakov Bunton, Mick Mars of Motley Crue fame. That's his new thing, Loyal to the Lie. Really liking that song.
It's some really good stuff. And he's been posting some very interesting stuff on his social media lately, like 5-second clips, black and white clips, very arty stuff. Mick Mars has been, if you want to go check that out. Speaking of Motley Crue, all weekend long, we got a chance for you to see them. If you hear Motley Crue, be caller 25 between noon and 6 on Saturday and Sunday. Or if you hear Def Leppard, be caller 25, and you can go see Def Leppard with Journey and Steve Miller next August at SoFi. Or if you're caller 25 when we play Motley Crue this weekend, when JD is here,
And you're going to go to the Crew Year's Eve show in a few weeks at the Acrisure Arena in Palm Springs. That is all weekend long. Def Leppard and Motley Crue on KLOS. 4 months after the death of Jerry Garcia, the Grateful Dead called it quits, saying the long, strange trip of the uniquely wonderful beast known as the Grateful Dead is over on this day in rock in 1995. Metallica released their live home video, Cunning Stunts. On this day in rock in 1998, Metallica played Antarctica thanks to a Coca-Cola Zero promotion. On this day in rock in 2013, hey, Tammy, who's the band?